Hi, I'm Teresa Davenport, Senior Research Analyst for Mayer & Mayer. Today I'm talking with Rick Mayer, President and CEO of Mayer & Mayer. Mr. Mayer has been in the forefront of workforce development issues, working with the United States Departments of Labor and Education and with leaders in industry to tackle talent development issues that will drive the nation's future economic prosperity. He has led strategic planning activities in community college systems across the U.S., promoting cross-collaboration between secondary and post-secondary institutions to align strategic objectives to curriculum, and he's also consulting on better connections for adult basic education and plus 50 learners. Rick, you've worked extensively throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico promoting the concept of regional workforce and economic development. Could you explain this concept and the role ONET plays?
Well, yeah. Hi, Teresa. First, thanks for having me. A pleasure to be with you here. And yeah, we have worked extensively around the U.S. and Puerto Rico, and to some limited degree internationally, actually, in bringing together workforce and economic development around the concept of regional or community development. And ONET has played, you know, very significant roles in what we've done working with regions around the country. As a matter of fact, you know, having done this now over a series of dozen or more regions and over a number of years, I'd say we've identified probably six different critical success factors, critical in that they seem to be the determinants of success in regional development. And among them, obviously, leadership, bringing leaders together and aligning around a common vision. But secondarily, data-based decisions, that is, making decisions for the benefit of your community based on what information and data tells us is right, as opposed to, well, the way we've always done things. And in that second category, data, ONET has been, you know, really, really a significant, I would say, partner in what we've done. You know, when you're working in regions, a lot of times workforce, economic development folks, educators are not used to, you know, working together, planning together, making decisions outside their geographic jurisdictions and in regions. These are kind of informal and new collaborations, and we rely on data, labor market data, labor shed studies, to show these leaders that, in fact, you know, their citizenry are not necessarily living where they work and vice versa, nor are they spending their paychecks where they live. So, you know, regional economies really are the more natural state of the human condition today.
Right.
And data helps us show folks why it's important to work regionally.
Okay. Well, can we drill down a little bit more? You've just explained the difference between a region and a geographic boundary and kind of tied that to why data is critical. Could you drill down a little bit more and tell me more about how ONET is involved in those data decisions?
Absolutely. And in fact, really what happens is data gets leaders to say, this is what we can be best in the world at. We can pick sectors that we have the ability to lead in based on data that shows we have the ability to grow, for instance, a retail or a healthcare sector in our region. But beyond that, we need to understand how to prepare a workforce to succeed. We know that the talent pipeline, the workforce and skills of a workforce are the number one determinant of attracting business into our economies. So what we're doing is using ONET based on picking a sector and looking at occupations. We're able to use ONET to drill down to knowledge, skills, and abilities that are required of that workforce, the competencies required. And that gets us to a point where we can align curriculum to actual sector strategies and regions. And ONET has been a common language that lets workforce, economic development, and educators, along with business for that matter, to understand exactly what the target looks like. If this is the sector and these are the occupations, then what curriculum do we need to fill the talent gap between the workforce of today in our community and the workforce that's going to be required to build that economic prosperity we're all out to achieve for our citizenry?
So, Rick, can you expound on maybe one region where you ONET has been or is successfully to define the region or improve the economic or workforce situation there?
Well, you know, I, again, about everywhere we've been, Teresa, but in my mind, I just returned from a kickoff meeting of a project we happen to be doing in the state of Kentucky, in which we're going to be laying out sector strategies for the entire state. That is to define economic and workforce development regions, and within each region, targeted sectors that make sense, that based on their assets, they can be the best in the world at. So we're going to be defining that based on economic data. And then we're happening in this case to be using EMSI's strategic advantage product, which allows us to move from sectors to the talent, the competencies of the talent supply chain that will be required to drive those sectors and to do so successfully. So we're going to be doing a gap analysis, looking at the workforce in each region, comparing that to the competencies required of the sectors they've chosen to focus on, and that will help us define curriculum that will drive the future workforce towards the success of economic development for each of those regions in the state of Kentucky. So there's a brand new and fresh example of how we're using ONET to not only convene people around regional projects, but to develop talent supply chains to drive regional success.
Okay, that's amazing how ONET strengths are being used in such a for such a high impact project. Well, thanks, Rick.
Well, it's our pleasure.
That is excellent. Rick, I know we're just scratching the surface here, but if people would like to know more about your work, which really is groundbreaking in regional and economic workforce development, how would you like to be contacted?
Well, first off, they can view what we do at www.mayornet.com, and they can find my email there, rmayor@mayornet.com, or call me. Contact information is there. But again, we've been doing this, Teresa, really since the concept was hatched, okay, of working in community development and regionalism. And from that first involvement, ONET has been a critical partner in what we've done. It is, in fact, the common language that helps us get to the workforce competencies that drive economic prosperity. And I would invite people to really dig into this topic further and to explore how ONET can help you plan for more prosperous communities and for the rebirth of the American economy.
Great, Rick. Great advice. Thank you so much for your time today.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.